live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weirdbeard, and someone who's reminded why he never really cared much for the Tony Hawk Pro Skater series anyways, me, James Campbell.
Is it because you're bad?
I just realized I got the remastered, the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remastered. I played it and I was like, oh, I don't really actually like this game. Because you skate around trying to find all these
weird, stupid things. I knew this. I knew people were going to hit this. Like, if you had the nostalgia factor, that's one thing. But when you think back to when we played these games, the internet wasn't as prevalent as it is now.
Correct.
We didn't really have much else to do, right?
Yeah, I was like, I realized I'm wasting my time riding around on a skateboard looking for bells to wall ride, or I'm looking for picnic tables to grind.
When you're like, I could be playing other games that are more fun,
exactly.
I could be doing work, I could be watching something. There's just way more to do nowadays.
Yeah, my whole Tony Hawk experience is now ruined.
Don't meet your heroes.
And don't play old games that you think you're going to for. Ubisoft, Nintendo, and Xbox all made some fairly big announcements this past week. We'll let you in on all the details we currently have on the Xbox Series X release. But first, the most well-known Fortnite player and streamer, Ninja, has officially announced where he will be calling his new streaming home. And that's where we're going to get started. In the past months, we've discussed how Mixer, the streaming platform that hugely popular gamer Ninja used to stream on exclusively, had collapsed and kind of spun itself into Facebook gaming. Well, during this change, it was reported that Ninja had turned down a $60 million deal to stream exclusively on the Facebook gaming service. Well, since then, there's been quite a bit of speculation as to where, if anywhere, was going to be the new home of Ninja. But it sounds like we finally have an answer. We have an official announcement. Robbie, what is new with Ninja?
That's right. So last week, both Ninja and the official Twitter account of Twitch had tweeted out a coming home, a new beginnings type video. And Ninja held his first official stream back at Twitch. Now, it should be noted, this isn't just his first stream back streaming, right? Since Mixer folded, he streamed on YouTube at one point. He streamed on Twitch at one point. But now it's being reported that he has indeed signed a multi-year deal. We don't know any of the details yet, but he is officially back on Twitch as his forever, for now, home.
Is anybody surprised that that's where he ended back up?
No, not really. That's the place. If you're serious about streaming, like actually streaming, not making videos and stuff like that, Twitch is definitely the place to go. But I will say that if I was him, I feel like I would have been a little disappointed in the numbers. I actually watched for about the first 30, 45 minutes of his stream, to which my girlfriend was not happy. She's like, he is so annoying. Turn that off. I'm like, I have to watch it. She's like, why? Are you being punished?
Like, this is my job.
Yeah.
Like, you think this roof over your head just comes out of nowhere?
Yeah, but he peaked at about 117,000 concurrent viewers, and then very quickly, within the first hour, had dropped down to 70,000. Now, you compare that up next to Shroud, who did not get the big homecoming hullabaloo that, you know, hey, Twitch, he's coming back, big beginnings, whatever. He had peaked at over 500,000.
You know what's crazy is I really feel like Ninja and Twitch are that on-again, off-again couple that you knew in high school.
Absolutely,
His, at one point when he was talking about the whole, like, oh, I'm going to go do movies, and I might be on YouTube and Twitch, and I might do... It felt like he was trying to make Twitch jealous. Like,
That's a great analogy. Uh-huh.
Like, he was 100%, just like, yeah, I might just, you know, date around other platforms for a while.
Voice acting, movies, TVs, I'm going to do it all.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And Twitch is like, oh, I miss you, Ninja.
Another big name streamer, Tim the Tap Man, he actually responded to Ninja returning and actually talked about how Ninja is a sellout.
Ooh. Tim, he sold out to his community. I will never watch him again. Let's talk about the definition sold out on Twitch. Let's talk about it. So just so I'm clear, Twitch chat, if people come to you with millions and millions of dollars, millions, for you to do what you're doing at a different spot, you're not going to go. Let me give you a hypothetical. You're working at McDonald's. Someone comes up to you and says, I'll give you $10 million, $20 million to go work at Burger King. Same exact thing. You're working at a fast food restaurant. You're just working at a different one. You taking that money? Or are you going to be like, nah, I'm not going to sell out McDonald's for life?
All right. So first of all, Tim, when you're at McDonald's, you're making minimum wage. All right. So everyone is absolutely going to take the $30 million to go to Burger King.
Yes, Tim. I will go to Burger King for $1 million.
You're acting, Tim, like Ninja on Twitch wasn't already making like tens of thousands, millions of dollars and had a dedicated following along there with him.
I feel like a lot of the toxicity that follows Ninja out. Okay. Ninja himself is fairly toxic, right? Uh-huh. But a lot, there's also a whole unearned amount of toxicity that follows him.
Unearned?
Yeah, hold on, let me explain. Because people do call him like, oh, he sold out. Oh, he chased after the money. Oh, he only does it to get paid. Like, hell yeah, that's why I show up to this job.
Sure, absolutely.
The whole purpose of this whole show, yeah.
I mean, there shouldn't be a negative connotation to it, but that is why he did. I mean, you know, come on, get that bread.
So do you think, here's the last question I want to ask on this. Do you think Ninja made more re-signing with Twitch or what he did when he signed with Mixer the first time?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, I don't think Twitch paid him as much as he got paid for Mixer. I think he took a smaller deal because he's not bringing in the same numbers that he used to.
Well, I think he can take less pay to come back to Twitch because he knows that money is eventually going to come back through subs and other things to where he doesn't have to have that worry.
That makes sense. I just think he's grossly rich at the moment. So.
Absolutely, yeah.
So he'll take whatever deal he feels
like. Whatever.
Like
$5, $10, whatever. I'll take whatever you got. So. We've been waiting for the big match of chicken between Microsoft and Sony to come to an end and announce some details about their next-gen console launches. Well, the wait is over. Xbox made some announcements that have a lot of people saying Microsoft is a contender again. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment because now it's time for this.
Time is up. Oh, my God.
Checkpoint XP's close shave. Watch it at CheckpointXP.com.
This week for our close shave, we visit the Overwatch League 2020 playoffs. The Washington Justice went 4-17 in the regular season, making them the second worst team in the league. Yet, miraculously, in the playoffs, they beat the Vancouver Titans and Dallas Fuel in clean sweeps. They almost beat the defending champs, the San Francisco Shock, but in Game 5, got sent to the loser's bracket. There, they beat the Paris Eternal, the LA Valiant, but were finally sent home by the Philly Fusion.
Barrage. The Resurrection can't come through in time, and Jarnu loses his mech. The Dragon Strike in the air. A Tuba goes down. Dwayne got a lot even. The Transcendence is going to come out as well. This is going to be it. The fairy tale story for the Justice. The 12th seed is going to end right here. The Fusion knocked them out in a 3-0 fashion.
Oof, what a run by the Justice. As 12th seed, they nearly made it into the Grand Finals bracket. Better luck next year, boys. Remember, if you ever miss a close shave of the week, you can find them over at CheckpointXP.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to CheckpointXP.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. Now, Microsoft and Sony have been in a huge pseudo kind of chicken match with each other in regards to who will release information on their next-gen consoles first. Well, it appears that Xbox has broke the seal and let some details out. And they actually have a lot of Xbox haters changing their tunes. Is that right, Weird Beard?
Yeah, like, I think the big thing is because of leaks or whatever reason, Microsoft has finally blinked first. They're the ones.
It has nothing to do with links. Microsoft was always going to blink first. Sony is the titan here.
But
come
what
on.
We'll say is, so over the past week, there was leaks that came out that finally prompted Xbox to go public with their Xbox Series X and their smaller, more compact and diskless version of the Xbox Series S. They also debuted the prices at $299 and $499 for both of the consoles, mm-hmm. which is pretty crazy because I think it's a big push for like moms or parents that are at the store for Christmas and they're like, I need to get something for my kid. And they go, well, this one's $299.
Look, as someone who grew up very, very poor, it's not even just the price point. They have now started to offer financing options.
Oh, wow.
The same way that you would for like an iPhone or something. So, yeah, first of all, the release date to November 10th is when they're going to come out. But
we
yes,
have
you
an
can
official
also,
day now, November 10th?
Yeah, yeah, you can also now finance them. So if you want the more expensive $500 version, you can pay $35 a month. Or for the more compact Series S, which is the one with no disk drive, so it's download only, it's $25 a month. And what's great about that is that $35 and $25 a month includes access to Game Pass and Xbox Live Gold, which is normally $15 all on its own.
Yeah, and that was really cool because they've now announced that you are going to get all these EA games if you're a Microsoft Games Pass subscriber. So for those of you keeping track at home, you can get a next generation Xbox plus Xbox Live plus Xbox Game Pass, which has 100 plus all you can enjoy titles plus all their first party exclusive plus Xbox Cloud Streaming, plus EA's game subscription for $25 a month.
As a poor kid growing up, there was no way I would have ever been able to talk my parents into dropping $300, $400, $500 on a new console for
me.
In fact, I had to save up all summer and winter long to buy my own used PS2 from a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. But I could have easily probably talked my mom and you know, dad into, you know, $25, $35 a month and, you know, over the next few years working it off. Easily. Now, I still don't think that they have what they need to beat out PlayStation by any means.
You know what I really...
But they can at least justify attempting to contend with them for another generation cycle.
I honestly think that this is like The Price is Right, you know, where the person before you names the price of an item and then whoever goes next
it's
does it
the
like
$1.
$1. Yeah. I think that's what Sony's going to do. They're going to be like $2.99.
Well,
$2.98. Now, I do one other thing. Do you think that this has won over anybody that was going to buy a PlayStation and they're now considering an Xbox?
No. What this could do, and again, I don't know why, is if someone doesn't have a PC, they could now look and be like, all right, you know, that's a cheaper option. Maybe after my PlayStation, later on, I might get an Xbox as well. But I don't think that anybody's going to go, you know what? Instead of a PlayStation, I'm getting just an
Xbox.
You
think poor little Robbie, like the modern day poor Robbie, who can't convince his parents to drop that money on the PS?
He wasn't getting a PlayStation.
He wasn't getting a PlayStation. But still, now you're splitting hairs.
No, that's the point.
But for $25 a month, now little poor Robbie can have that.
This isn't going to change anyone's mind.
Is it a good or a bad thing if an esports franchise released players' salary information to the public? We'll discuss what Cloud9 recently did and how it could affect the esports world in just a bit. Because ahead next, Microsoft wasn't the only one making big announcements this past week. Ubisoft and Nintendo also held some live stream events as well. We'll let you know who just announced some big VR projects in the works next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
With continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard and Weird Beard's latest video gaming no-show victim, Robbie Landis.
You know, this isn't the first time that he's done a no-show on either of us.
I know.
We tried to get together once, you know, outside of work, have a little, like, get-together with a significant other. He's like, yeah. He picked the place, and he still didn't show up. But, yeah, we tried to do some Apex Legends over the weekend, and I'm like, Weird Beard, you going to come play? He's like, yeah, I'll be there in 15 minutes. I even turned down somebody else wanted to play with us. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm saving a spot
for
Weird
Beard. You saved
the
spot for Weird Beard, and he's still no-showing on
you? An hour and a half later, he finally shows up.
I was there.
Oh, okay.
Just not on time.
An hour and a half later.
Wow, so just like work.
I feel personally
attacked.
I'm
going to call you Mr. No-Show, Mr. Weird Beard.
I do not like this.
Ubisoft, the video game company behind franchises like Assassin's Creed and Far Cry, held Forward, their second summer showcase. They gave some updates on current titles and some sneak peeks at future releases. Robbie, what were some of the highlights of the Forward live stream?
Yeah, so I don't think that there was anything too crazy to get too hyped up here. There's a few sort of what might be considered kind of cult classic-y type stuff. So I know that Weird Beard, you are very, very excited about Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game. Is back.
Yes, it's been released before, but you used to have to be able to plug in your PS3 or your Xbox 360 to be able to play
it. Yeah, play like an older console to get it to work.
It went away, and they weren't selling it anywhere, so now they re-announced that they're re-releasing it with a few new tidbits and stuff, and I'm pumped. It's going to be good. But I think the one that's going to garner the most attention is the Prince of Persia remake?
Sands of Time. It's a remake. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right, look, we don't actually know what that means thanks to Square Enix and Final Fantasy VII remake, actually remaking the from the ground up into a, basically an entirely new game. Some people throw that around, so you're right. I don't actually know if it's a remaster or a remake, but they're saying that it's a remake. You really think that that's what people are going to be the most hyped about?
I think they're going to be pretty hyped. Maybe not most, but pretty hyped
okay.
about.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I played the original one. And then, well, hold on. There was the original one. Then there was one that they had made for, I think it was the PS2.
Yes.
And then who knows which one they're remaking at this point. Be a little bit clearer with this, Ubisoft. But yeah, that's kind of cool. They also have a new game coming out. It was originally called, it debuted a few years ago, called Gods and Monsters. It has now been rebranded. It's called Immortals Phoenix Rising. And it's a game based around Greek mythology.
Gods and Monsters sounded like a much better title.
This one, they showed some gameplay. And then right after that, the embargo for like streamers and content creators went down to where they got to do first hands-on looks and stuff like that. It actually looks not, I won't say like a 10 out of 10 game or anything.
Oh, you mean
like
the
that.
Embargo went down, like people can now see
can,
it.
Can talk about it. I think that this could be one of those like sleeper hits. Like when you first see it, when you first hear about it, right, you're not as into it as something like, you know, like what Cyberpunk's gonna be. But it could be like a Horizon Zero Dawn or a Control.
Yes. And that's the vibe I got from what I saw.
Yeah, once you do get your hands on it, this looks like it could be really, really cool. It could be really, really fun. Some of the stuff that it's cool to see, but it's still not enough, is there's actually a few virtual reality projects coming out of Ubisoft, and it gives me hope that maybe in the future they might be one of the first big sort of AAA developers to give us like a title that really starts to move VR. But Far Cry is getting the virtual reality treatment, not with any new games or anything. There's Far Cry VR escape rooms that they're doing.
This thing, I thought it sounded interesting to me.
I mean,
really?
The concept is interesting, but this is not what's going to get people to buy VR.
In this thing, you can team up with friends and play a virtual reality escape room.
Yeah, but once you do it once, like, that's
I get it.
There's
not a lot of replay value, but I can see you having a good time with your bud's virtual reality.
Yeah, they're also allowing people, because Ubisoft, because of an Assassin's Creed game, they actually used their game engine to rebuild the Cathedral of Notre Dame, which, you know, burned down a few years ago or was damaged by fire. So using all of that same technology and stuff, you can now visit the cathedral before the fire that destroyed it.
You see Quasimodo?
Yes, that's kind of cool.
Can I get on my soapbox?
If they put
for
Quasimodo up in the bell tower, I'm in.
Go for it. Get on your soapbox.
My thing that I'm most upset about is that they used the first 4 minutes of the presentation to essentially have like one of those lame corporate videos where it's just like, videos of people playing and having so much fun. Like, it doesn't really mean anything. What's the one thing they didn't include in this presentation that they had to put out on their Twitter account is their CEO apologizing for all of their employees that had like sexual harassment charges against them.
The toxic culture and everything. Instead of putting it in this actual video, they put it out on Twitter.
Is it a separate thing?
So they didn't have to touch on it in the video. It's a little scummy.
It's like, listen, we're talking about a bunch of these, and the majority of them hit like a 7 on my meh scale. You know, like, they're there. Okay, cool. You know what would have really made me give them maybe a bonus point just for being honest about it is including that. But instead,
well, and here's what you do. Right, because I think, especially given where the industry is with this, actually taking time in your, like, showcase to address that is going to win you so many points.
That actually shows you care.
But the fact that somebody inside said, you know what, we don't want this to affect our bottom line, and we shouldn't put it in the showcase, is the exact reason why this is happening in your house, Ubisoft.
Now, Ubisoft wasn't the only gaming company making announcements. Nintendo announced a new Battle Royale and a really cool way to play Mario Kart. We have the details in just a moment, because now it's time for this.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows,
there you go, four.
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
For this week's Nailed It, we go to Twitch Plays, where a collective of players were able to successfully take off, fly, do a barrel roll, and land a plane in Microsoft's Flight Simulator without incident. Now, to be clear, Twitch Plays is a game mode where users on Twitch type what action they want to take into Twitch, and whichever action has the most votes happens in the game. It can go very bad, very fast, but somehow the Hive Mind still managed to successfully fly a Boeing 787-10 Dreamliner for an entire hour.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about the Ubisoft Forward Showcase and some of the big game announcements that were made. Well, Nintendo dropped big news as well Weirdbeard, did I hear? There's actually going to be a Mario Battle Royale.
Baby, it's Mario season, woo! And I am excited. Like, I don't know what Nintendo has been smoking lately, because they've just decided to be like, you know what? We don't need to do directs. We're just going to announce a game when it's ready. Like, when a game's ready and here to play, sure, here you go. It's in 2 weeks. And so that's what they're doing. They've not only announced a brand new prequel to Breath of the Wild, which is going to be based on the Hyrule Warriors game series. It's like Dynasty Warriors, just kill a bunch of stuff. But it's set in the same world as Breath of the Wild. They have the Mario 3D All-Stars, which is announced. So they find
that's exciting.
That's the
that's
rumor.
Coming out in very soon.
Yes, we actually reported on it when it was only rumors a couple of months ago. So it's proven that every single leak and rumor that Nintendo has had over the past like 4 or 5 months has all been true. Every single one of
that's
them.
That's what I was just going to ask, because I know some of the stuff came out in different leaks. So are all these things that were announced all a part of that leak?
Yes. Wow. So you have Mario 3D All-Stars, which is Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy 1 all on one disc. And what's kind of, I mean, they're getting blowback on it, but it's a limited release, not only for the physical, but the digital. So only up until March of next year will you be able to purchase
ooh,
this.
So this could become like a collector's thing.
Yes. Ooh. Now in that same one, they also announced two really, really cool new games. One, the first is that Battle Royale. It's just like Tetris.
Tell me more.
It's
Mario Battle Royale.
Just like Tetris 99, okay. You have 59 other players running and playing a Mario course. And so you can like target them and send Goombas to their screen.
Really?
Just like you can send trash.
I'm going pro in Mario, baby.
It's going to be pretty cool. That's a limited release as well. Same time as the 3D All-Stars.
Is this going to be like a separate purchase?
It's free.
Oh, it's free?
It's free.
You better get your downloads ready, Robbie. It's free.
Sorry, what? Huh?
I know. I'm just going to bring you back in the conversation.
Weirdbeard's like, oh, Mario. Nintendo Mario. And I tune right out.
This one's really cool, too. They also announced Mario Kart Live Home Circuit.
This
what
is
it is.
Not cool.
Is it's like an actual little RC car that's in real life. Mm-hmm. You can set up a track in your house.
And what happens if you live in an apartment?
Oh, well, sorry, don't buy it.
Or carpeted, there's so many people that are like automatically just counted out because of this. Cool idea. But you
there's
know,
a camera on the back of this little cart thing, so
this
you
one's
can
for the
see
rich
it
kids
on your cart, and you can set up, and you can have 2-3 different carts all racing on the same
and
track.
And the track looks like your floor of your house or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
You set up the like digital tracers, and it traces it out.
I
for
thought
you.
This looked really cool right off the top. Then I realized, like Robbie said, I'm never going to be able to play this.
Nope.
Hey, I got too much dirty laundry all over the floors, and I have to like move stuff around. But also, you have to have enough room for those actual remote control cars to maneuver, right?
I think that there's going to be a weird kind of like subculture that, you know what I mean? Like, I would like to see it done as an actual event by people, like set up the intricate kart tracks and stuff. That'll be cool in practicality for like with my kid. She'll play with it for 2 days and then break it, and then I'll be like, oh, great. But yeah, and so like, I don't know. Nintendo's released all these new game ideas. The one kind of tech news item that they've dropped, they're trying to make 4K Switches coming out in the next year.
Yeah, they've actually told developers to start getting games 4K ready.
Really?
Which to me, that all but confirms the report from, I think it was originally from Bloomberg?
Yes.
That the Switch Pro is on the way. So,
I just got it in the Switch game, and now they're going to bring out the Switch Pro, and I'm behind
again.
Yeah,
huh. See, I actually would have given you my used Switch at a discount price.
Mm. You know what's really cool, though?
The hits keep coming.
This is all all this Mario news that we've been hearing has been because of Mario's 35th anniversary. Does anybody know what next year's 35th anniversary game is?
Let's see. So if Mario, what came out a year after Mario? I don't know. Weird.
Legend of Zelda.
Is it really? I was going to say that. I guess Legend of Zelda, but I was like, it can't be that easy.
35th anniversary next year. So they're saying that, you know, we may be expecting a whole bunch of new Zelda properties in the coming years. But, you know, final notes. I'm kind of disappointed in the Zelda announcement. The game looks okay, but it's most likely going to be Nintendo's holiday title. And it's not super strong.
What are you most excited for with this announcement?
The 3D All-Stars.
3D All-Stars?
Any ability to... I will pay to play Mario 64 every single time you release it on a new platform.
Are you
I don't
excited
care.
About anything, Robbie?
No.
No?
I'm a real gamer.
He has no... He doesn't have fun. He doesn't like it.
Anytime I can get a video game that my fiance is excited to play is usually... a good day. And it's usually a Nintendo-related franchise. Now, Fortnite legal documents are hinting at creating a future multiverse experience. What exactly does that mean? We'll let you know in just a bit, because ahead next, if an esports franchise released players' salary information to the public, could that be good or bad? We'll discuss something Cloud9 recently did when Checkpoint XP returned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
With continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis and the man constantly spamming his Nintendo Boomers Facebook group to watch his YouTube videos, Weird Beard.
They get so triggered over everything. The current argument in it is like whether or not you're allowed to complain about anything Nintendo does.
What?
Yeah, this is like a legit like thing that they have to where it's like some people are like,
positive comments only.
Yeah, like you should only say nice things about Nintendo. And then there's other people who are like, no, do you remember the one time in 1983 when we complained really, really hard and they changed this one thing? And you're just like, from the outside, there is more drama in a Boomer's Facebook group than I would assume for like a Zoomer. You know,
are they also clamoring for like a participation trophy for being a part of the Boomers group?
No, but they give them out every single time somebody announces that they're leaving the group by making a big post by being like, I hate this group. I'm leaving. Have a good day. And you're just like, okay, bye.
The gaming organization Cloud9 is doing something groundbreaking with its recent signing of a young phenom Counter-Strike global offensive player named Alex McMeekin. Now, when the team manager announced that they had signed him, they also released financial details associated with the deal. Weird Beard, why is this such a big deal?
It's a big deal for a couple of reasons. The first one that, like, right off rip, does anybody here want to give up their salary and say how much that money they make on air?
No.
Okay. So that's the same reason why I think it's so important to be able to do an esports.
Don't want to make the whole world laugh.
That's not in that way.
Okay. I'd rather do stand-up to get the laugh.
Team Liquid starting to release all of their salaries is going to make a bigger push for talent in the league to be compensated fairly when everything's done behind closed doors.
See, that's why I think it's important here. And they do the same thing in sports as well. But with esports being as young as it is right now, and especially with there being so many stories out there of, you know, people being signed at, you know, low salaries, and even when they, you know, explode and get bigger, not being able to renegotiate those contracts. And with, and a lot of these times they're kids too.
Oh yeah.
They don't
yeah.
know any better. You know, a lot of them maybe don't have people who have their best interests, you know, in mind looking out for them. So I think that this is just another push towards legitimizing the industry in the same way that we view sports.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, you'll be able to hear like, hey, Baker Mayfield signed a 7-year contract at $130 million to play the quarterback for the Browns. Like, you, that's a commonplace thing to hear in traditional sports.
You always hear about it.
Esports, it's very rarely like they signed a X amount of money for this many years for this team. There you go. And out the door. I think, it, like Robbie said, it legitimizes it. But then the other thing that it also does is I think that it's going to help the turn and burn that's happening on a lot of these esports teams. Because what happens is, like, the ground is ever shifting, right? Like, you never know from year to year how things are going to go. We're going to talk about the implosion of the Call of Duty League coming up here in a little bit. But if you're able to sign these big fat money contracts that everybody knows what it is, you're able to hold certain players accountable. Whereas, you know, let's say they sign a deal for half of what this other kid made, right? If their team doesn't do well, the one that's making more money is the one that's going to have more focus put on him. I think it's going to really be able to weed out, you know, like these superstar players. If you're getting paid like a superstar, you have to deliver superstar results. Otherwise, they hold you accountable because the public and your fans know you're getting paid, you know, goo-gabs of money.
So it's kind of like, wasn't it like a League of Legends player that was getting paid like buttloads of cash, but their teams, like, they weren't playing very well? I can't think of his name. Is it Double Lift?
Now,
he Double Live definitely had a bad season, for sure. But I also think that there's a little bit more that sometimes goes into player performances within a game, depending on, you know, how balance changes happen within the game. So I don't think it's quite as clear cut as that, but still, I think, you know, again, going forward, this sort of thing is the step that we need towards legitimizing esports more than it already is, and weeding out people who are just in it to try to make a quick buck.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. Now, we want to talk to you on the phone. If you want to talk to us, please give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can chime in on whatever social media question we have posed for that week, or you can even just call and ask us any questions you feel like the experts here at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer. Now, the Call of Duty League is officially over for the 2020 season, and the 2021 season could be looking incredibly different. They have already been some changes announced that will definitely change the CDL for next year. Weirdbeard, what's going on with the CDL?
So the Grand Championships, the World Championships, just happened less than 2.5 weeks ago or so. The Dallas Empire won that. And then the day after that happened, they announced that they are going to be moving to 4v4 in Call of Duty League next season. So right now there are five people on each team.
Now,
this is something that
players have been calling for a while. Not just pro players, but even casuals. They like the 4v4 better than the 5v5, don't they?
Correct, they do. And they made the switch to 5v5 this past year with the current iteration. So one thing that the CDL does is it stays up to date with the latest Call of Duty. So every year, you know, when they announce a new one.
So it's a new Call of Duty game. That's the next game that's going to be played in the CDL the next season.
Yes, and okay. So you know how we just talked about they're releasing Call of Duty Cold War?
Yeah.
That they're switching over to this game, and so they're going to 4v4s. But what that meant is that all these teams that had five people on their roster had to start making cuts. So 2 days after the Dallas Empire won their grand championship, they cut one of their...
Somebody got axed.
They cut their main guy, right? Then you had a whole...
The main guy got cut?
Yes, their main guy got cut. And then after
winning a championship.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
See, this is the reason you need player union, so that way, you know, hopefully contracts, when you sign them and, you know, you're there for a certain amount of years... they stick to them.
Yeah, so the Empire dropped Clayster, and then you had the LA Optic dropping Dashy, who is another, like, main person that they had. But that's not even that bad. Over last week, there was an absolute bloodbath where the New York Subliners, they dropped their star Sensor, who was, like, their big up-and-coming star, after they had already fired Temp and Happy, making four players that they cut off their roster. Chicago Huntsman dropped Prestini and Arcides, two of their main guys. And then you had the London Ravens and the Paris Legion, the two kind of like EU teams that were competing in here, mm-hmm. They cut their entire rosters. They just fired everybody
all
on their roster.
All over a change, like in the like a 5v5
I mean, that might not be the only circumstance to it. You know, if the organizations felt that they had poor performance, they might want to get new people for next year.
They could kind of be using this as an excuse.
Right. I mean,
even
if you look at the Overwatch League from 2019 to 2020, you know, the London Spitfire, who had a championship team, dropped everybody and picked up all rookies. The LA Valiant did the same thing, dropped everyone, picked up all rookies. It's just a way for them to be able to get, you know, at least in the case of the Overwatch League, you know, new players that have smaller salaries, so they don't have to pay as much out to them.
Almost like a professional sports team rebuilding.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. Then the other thing too is like 4v4 brings a totally different meta into the game. You know,
but
what
even
I mean?
If you have like a star player in your 5v5, you know, combat. Going down to 4v4, really, your star player is no longer going to be that great, or are they just trying to look to like not.
Remember
to take
the
as
Vancouver
much of a...
Titans dropped.
Yeah, oh, I remember.
The
Vancouver Titans.
The entire
recommended I cheer for those guys.
Champion team. Because they felt they couldn't properly market them to Vancouver because they were Korean, despite there being a very strong Korean population in Vancouver.
Okay.
I think it's more than, you know, when you have a small roster, you have to have the best, you have to have even better cohesion amongst those four people as opposed to five. If there's five, it's like, okay, you can do a group of two and a group of three or whatever. Like, four people have to get along.
Interesting. Crazy times over there in the CDL. Now, you need a super cheap but also fun gaming recommendation to play. Maybe it helped fill some time as summer's coming to an end. Make sure you stick around for the free game of the week that is coming up in just a little bit. Because coming up next, Epic Games, the company behind Fortnite, are still fighting with Apple in court. Now, some legal documents released in this ongoing battle are hinting at what the future of Fortnite might be. Could there be a
Fortnite multiverse in the works? And what exactly does that mean? We'll let you know next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Overwatch League is drawing towards its exciting finale this year. In a year marred by COVID-19, the best teams in the world will be making their way to South Korea for the finals. Teams that qualify will need to quarantine for 2 weeks before being allowed to compete at the beginning of October. The LCS Summer Split has drawn to a close, and with teams now qualified, we are officially on the road to Worlds. This year's event will be taking place in a bubble in Shanghai, as teams from all over the world will remain in quarantine throughout the month of October. Vietnam has elected not to participate. ESL Season 12 has officially kicked off in Counter-Strike Global Offensive. All matches this season will be played online due to ongoing concerns with, you guessed it, COVID-19. Qualifiers for the RLCS X Fall Major will be going on throughout the month of September. No word yet on when the Fall Major itself will take place. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that will be held online. North American competition starts November 13th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Website at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging a weird beard, Robbie Landis, and somebody who was very impressed with the entire Avengers game experience, me, James Campbell. I feel like what they did with the Avengers game from the beta, pulling elements of the game.
You've barely even gotten into like
I know,
the game,
but that's
though.
Why I'm so impressed with what they've done. Because you play the beta, they give you a little bit of the story, enough to get you involved, enough to play some of these characters to really want to get into it and play, and not revealing too much of the story. Because now that I'm playing through, there's so much more of the story that I've barely even like scratched the surface.
How do you feel about the characters that you've seen so far? Which I think it's mostly just Kamala, and then
yeah, you play as Kamala
a little
the
bit
most.
Of Avengers at the beginning.
But I feel like they've changed some of the characters' like play style.
Do you feel like, because a lot of people going in this are like, those aren't my Avengers, right? Do you feel like they...
Hashtag not my Avengers.
Yeah, do you feel like they stack up? Like the little bit that you've seen so far, do you actually feel like these are the Avengers?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think Thor is kind of weird with some of his attitude or whatever they've given him in the game.
He has that a lot more in the comics, though.
This is more a comic line than what it is with the movies. Yeah, but no, I think it's fine. I'm having a good time. I'm excited. I'm impressed with what they've done, and I can't wait to get some more Avengers. Epic Games, the creators of Fortnite, have been involved in a legal battle with Apple for several weeks, and it looks like the battle will continue on. Now, something interesting that has come out during this battle hints at what the future of Fortnite might hold. Robbie, is the future of Fortnite going to be okay?
Probably, yes. Nothing new has really broken in the case so far. I mean, they haven't even technically really been into court yet for this battle.
Yeah, the court battle is still
where
it
stands. It's just been injunctions and blah, 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 and like law and order stuff, whatever. But what's interesting is recently they just put in a new legal response that more or less kind of, you know, rehashes a bunch of their stuff right now. But one new interesting piece that comes out of it, I just want to read this word for word off of this. That comes from what Epic and Fortnite are sort of planning for the future. And they say, one of the factors that makes Fortnite so special is its groundbreaking ability to provide a forum for a wide variety of virtual social experiences, such as concerts, movie nights, and social and political discussions, all in a single, freely accessible world. In the future, Epic plans to offer many more events and new features in Fortnite with the ultimate goal of creating the Fortnite Metaverse, a robust, real-time, three-dimensional social medium complete with its own economy where people will be able to create and engage in any number of shared experience. The vitality of Fortnite as a social space will increasingly depend on access for mobile users. That was real. Epic wrote that into like their brief on this is why
it's a thing
Fortnite
they did.
Needs to be on the Apple
that sounds
and Google.
Amazing! What? A whole lot of fancy words. I don't really know that, what it means, but it sounds awesome.
You know what it feels like? It feels like how movies have moved all towards doing remakes and everything's a cinematic universe.
No, what it feels like is they want to create the Oasis from Ready Player One.
Yeah,
I mean, technically what they're talking about, this sort of stuff already exists. Something like Second Life, a massively multiplayer online game, right? But essentially it seems like, and honestly, they could probably do it with how widely accepted Fortnite is right now. If it continues to grow and they start to give adults and people who don't just want to get on and play a game reasons to engage, I don't see why it couldn't be.
Yeah. This is annoying. I hate this conversation. I want to go home.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. There's also going to be some Mario skins, I guess.
It doesn't make, it's just like, it's more like huge corporate people determining like, oh, guess what? We want people to jack straight into their brains like the Matrix.
Get into the mainframe.
It's creepy, man. Like, I don't need Fortnite in every aspect of my life. I don't need to wake up and eat Fortnite O's with my Fortnite spoon and go to Fortnite school and then hang out in my Fortnite jammies.
You don't like the idea of signing into your Fortnite account and maybe going and watching like Dead Mouse?
You know, here's the thing. Even if it isn't for you, they need to keep the kids who are playing it now and who are starting to grow out of it a reason to keep coming.
They're
back.
Just video game right there, crack dealers is what they are. They are selling crack in our inner cities and calling it Fortnite and getting these kids hooked for the next 40 years.
Okay, wow, Weird Beard.
I
thought you liked Fortnite.
I do the Fortnite crack too, but they shouldn't do it. It's bad.
Wow, that's a very dark turn. The Fortnite metaverse doesn't sound as happy and positive when Weird Beer puts his spin on it.
Look, I don't know what the future of it looks like. I think that it will probably get a lot bigger than just the Battle Royale that we see. But getting to the point where it's going to be this robust three-time, three-dimensional, we have our own economy metaverse type stuff. I don't know, it's weird, man. It is weird. It's weird.
Gaming on a budget? We've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. This week's free game of the week has Legacy. It goes back over 30 years to its initial release in 1987. It is the grandfather of the fighting game community. It is Street Fighter V.
Once they ducking, he had a read.
Again, walking into that standing medium kick!
Tokido, he needs anything now to take this match. He's got V-Trigger. If he finds a hit, he'll kill.
He jumped onto it.
Oh,
he baited the throw.
That's it. That's it. Tokido is the Evolution 2017 champion, coming all the way from loser's bracket. He's done it. He has won Evolution finally. He's been chasing it for so long. And there it is. Tokido with his first Street Fighter first place finish here at Evolution.
Somebody in here talking about Street Fighter?
Apparently.
We are joined by Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint XP on campus.
I heard Street Fighter and it was like the bat signal.
Our resident fighting game guy. Yeah, so our free game of the week, actually, Street Fighter V is on PlayStation Plus, I believe it is.
Yes,
as October. The free game of the week. And you know, what better person to try to convince our listeners that they should play Street Fighter V than our Street Fighter guy himself.
You know what, man? I'll be honest, man. Street Fighter V is one of those types of games that when it first released, it did polarize.
I was
going to
say, it was really weak when it first released.
It was weak. It was not great. But they've done a lot to make the game a lot more exciting, a lot more accessible. It is still, in my opinion, probably the best couch 1v1 fighting game out here. So if you got...
Even over Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, I was about to say, Smash might have some words on that.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. I fell out of Smash Ultimate about 6 months after it came out. I'm still playing Street Fighter.
Oh, wow.
You know, it gets...
You grew up on Street Fighter,
well, it's
man.
True, but it gets constant support. It has character DLCs that there's still one last round of character DLCs is going to be coming out.
How many characters do they have in the roster?
40-something.
Wow. I remember there's like 8.
Yeah.
Facts.
You were like Guile, or you were like Zangief, or Blanka.
See? And guess what? All of those old dudes are still in the game.
They're still around?
Yeah, they're still in the game.
Okay.
So if you want to throw Sonic Booms and you want to roll up into a ball as Blanka, all those characters are still there. So you definitely should check it out.
Now, who is this game for? Like, if you're trying to sell me, right?
Yeah.
What should I like in a game?
I'll tell you this right now. No fighting game is for casuals off the rip. None.
All right.
So, but I will say, if you have ever played fighting games and enjoyed them, pick it up. because it is a nice nostalgia kick. There's a lot of new mechanics, but you could play
nostalgia
it like a
kick.
Yeah, shut up, Robbie.
I see what you did there.
I hate you.
That's good. That was a good fighting game good. Pun.
It was.
It was terrible. Stop. Don't encourage him.
You did it.
It was your pun.
I don't care. Anyway, but yeah, Rick, you should pick it up for free $99. Pick it up.
Absolutely.
There's no reason not to have
and
it.
And the other thing that I've learned, because I'm a casual FGC, like I like watching the fighting game community from the outside, is that there are always tournaments. No matter where you live in the country, there are other tournaments with other sweaties. So you may not be able to ever go
sweaties.
Yeah, you may not be able to go and compete against like Evo caliber people. But hey, like you want to get like a somewhat social like community around a game, this would be a kind of game to pick up to be able to find friends.
And I'll definitely tell you this, is that if you pick up Street Fighter and you want to kind of see how the pros play it, not only will you see a lot of high level play happening on Twitch or YouTube or whatever, the best personalities in esports are all playing fighting games.
They are.
If you wonder about why all these, you know, esports kids are dry and antisocial and take a lot of Xanax, no. Go and watch a Street Fighter tournament and you will be enlightened at just how electrifying they are.
There's your free game of the week, Street Fighter V for free for PS Plus subscribers. Say thanks to Norris for joining in and giving us the lowdown.
You're welcome, plebs!
Now, if you're looking for another good game recommendation, something that's easy to get into and well worth your time, we do have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. Next, we are heating things up on the show. Can Robbie, our resident Checkpoint XP champion, hold on to his crown with his taste buds on the line?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We'll find out when Checkpoint XP returns.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard and the man who has requested we refer to him as Checkpoint XP's Mr. Apex Legend, Robbie Landis.
The one, the only Apex Legend!
Actually, you know, me and Mr. Beard here had our best game yet with my friend Bill over the weekend. I think between the three of us, didn't we have like 18 kills?
Yes.
I think.
How many did Robbie get?
10?
Five?
I had five.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. See, how many did Weird Beard get?
Six,
I think you had six. Ooh. I think you had six, then Bill had the rest of them. And then collectively between each of us, we each had like, you know, 1,400 to 1,500 damage.
So. Yeah, buddy. We're not bad.
Wow. You guys are going pro, huh?
We'll get there one day.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
All right, things are about to get hot today. Weird Beard's got a fun new game that puts our taste buds on the line. We're joined, as usual, for the game by producer Callie Sloan.
Yeah.
Weird Beard, what the heck have you got us into today?
Hold up. I just got to say that like I can always tell how miserable or great this game is going to be by how happy Robbie is to ask me to play.
<'Cause>, like, what are you talking about?
When it's going to be a miserable experience, he comes up to me like, yeah, you want to play a game? Like every time.
Like Saw?
Yeah, exactly.
Wanna play a game.
Yes.
All right, I was actually excited about today's game. So go ahead and explain it to him first, Weird Beard.
So our game today is brought to us by our friends over at the Date Box Club. They have provided us with a Hot Ones Date Box, except I'm going to be taking the show on a date. We've got questions.
I love Hot Ones, by the way. It's like one of my weird dreams to actually be on that show one day. So when Weird Beard told me about this, I was really excited. And then I come in to find out that he's too cheap to actually get wings, and we're eating hot sauce on Frito chips.
Yes, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be asking a couple of questions. First, you take the bite. The Scovilles, which is how you measure the heat, is going to get more intense the later the questions are. We'll ask questions, and everybody around the room has to answer them.
And the questions, and this is actually more like the newlywed game. Like, I'll read a question, then you guys have to try and guess my answer, right?
Correct.
Got it.
Okay.
Can I just point out that this last chip, the hot sauce is almost eaten through it.
You mean the spontaneous combustion?
Great. That's what it's called, the 1 million scope.
So it's literally jet fuel.
I will start first. We're going to be starting with the Ass Kickin' Original Hot Sauce, which is the first one.
Do we all take it now, or do we not bite ours until it gets to our question?
You don't bite it until you get to your question.
So you get to do it all by yourself, is what you're saying.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Here he goes.
All right.
Know how hot it is by his reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. We'll prep ourselves.
Just waiting for that one little tear.
It's the first
drop.
One. It's just got to be regular hot sauce, right?
Yeah, it's just regular hot sauce.
All right. What's your question?
What's my question?
What candy bar best describes my love life? Snickers, Zero, Payday, $100,000 bar, Mounds, or Butterfinger?
So to point out, these don't all have to be gaming related.
No, not all of them.
Okay. All right.
I hope they don't all have to be, because I came up with some of the questions we're going to get today, and I did not provide multiple choice.
That's fine.
All right, so we just write which one we think you're going to answer?
Yes.
All right. Well, if you're honest, you're going to write this one.
You know, I almost went with one, but I'm like, actually, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
Don't change over there lagging. I'm ready. Mine.
My answer, Mounds, because my girlfriend has got the Mounds.
Oh, my God.
I went with Butterfingers. I said Butterfingers.
I went with Snickers because he's so nutty.
Funny. That's a good one.
I almost went with Zero, by the way.
Ah, funny. All right, James, you're up next.
I'm next, so I got to eat my chip first?
Eat your chip first.
Yep. Okay, so this is just the first one in the chip.
What's the flavor like?
Hot sauce.
I mean, but is it like Frank's or Tabasco?
Tabasco.
It's very, I feel like it's got a lot of vinegar to it.
I think I saw that it's habanero flavored. It's just original, but I think
it's vinegary and spicy. Yeah. Not too bad.
James, what's your question?
All right, my question here. If you could only play one game for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh, I think I...
All right. I think it would be...
Yeah, I got this one. I know you
do. I have to write my answer down?
No, you can just say it. We're writing our... All right, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I feel like you guys are all going to get this right. Realm Royale would be the game.
Boom. Yeah.
Wait, what did you write?
Streets of Rage.
What?
Oh, wow.
Did you do? Okay. Yeah, me too. We got it. We know you, James. Yep.
At least point. Somebody on the show knows.
Keep track of your points.
My turn.
It's not too bad.
Good.
I actually like this flavor. I put up this in chili. This is good.
What's your question, Callie?
Mm-hmm. What is the color of my toothbrush?
What kind of a toothbrush person is Calvin?
I know, I'm trying to think about this, too.
Who came up with this lame question? All right, I'm good.
This is a good one, too. All right. My toothbrush.
Hold on.
Scribbling not my last answer, writing the new one.
Is this? I don't know. Maybe.
All right. My toothbrush is red.
Oh, I went with purple.
Blue.
Green.
It would have been purple, except Sarah said, I get the purple one, you get the red one.
Sarah, no!
Bummer. Robbie, you're up.
All right, so first the chip.
The first level. So we are playing a date box version of Hot Ones, where we're eating insanely hot sauce on top of Fritos
really
chips right now.
One.
It is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then we go around the room and ask questions to see if our show knows the members. Robbie, what's your question you're asking?
My question is... Who was my first... I'm actually changing a little bit because it could change otherwise. Who was my first video game crush?
Man, I'm trying to remember her name.
Okay.
No, it was revealed.
All right. I think it's got to be this one.
I know what one it is.
This is an easy one.
All right. I got it.
All right. So when you're ready, James.
James. What is James going to put down?
He's going to put down...
Some nerd chick.
All right. The correct answer from Final Fantasy VII is Tifa.
Tifa!
Tifa Lockhart!
I said Final Fantasy VII chick. Does that count?
No, there's multiple chicks!
I don't know her name, but I knew she's from Final Fantasy VII.
You don't get it.
FF7
nope.
chick.
I'm sorry.
She's
always
trying to screw me,
I'll
Robbie.
I'll give you half a point.
Okay, I'll take it.
Half a point.
For the right game? Because, unfortunately, it could be Aaron.
Now, I don't think that Weirdbeard should always have to be the first one.
No, I don't think so.
So I now think we should rotate.
Rotate. James goes first this time.
I'll start the second round?
All right. Yep.
See, I'm not happy about that. What's the second sauce?
So this one is Ass Kicking Wasabi.
Ooh, wasabi.
Oh, I hate wasabi.
Yep. So,
sushi.
For those of you just joining us, we are basically doing a Hot Ones challenge. We're eating the hot sauce, and then we're asking each other questions that we should know.
Yep.
Kind of like the Newlyweds game. So, what's your question, James?
Well, this one is much spicier, but
I hate wasabi.
You can hear it in his voice where he's like.
All right, my next question. If I could have unlimited access to Nintendo, PlayStation, or Xbox games, which one would I pick?
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Well, it's only one of three.
Yeah. I think it... what were the three choices?
Nintendo, Xbox, or
it's
PlayStation.
It's literally the big three.
Right. Got it.
All right.
I just wanted to make sure PC wasn't on there. All right.
James wouldn't pick that anyway.
It's true. It's
true. What? I'm a controller guy.
All right.
I would say if I can have access to any of those, I would probably go Xbox.
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 Dang it.
Yeah, what'd you go with?
Nintendo.
That's a good guess, but...
I almost went with Nintendo because I feel like that's where the better games are, but he's an Xbox boy.
I literally wrote Nintendo and crossed it out. I'm like, no. It's not going to be that.
All right, now this isn't the entire contest. If you do want to see the entire contest and hear all the questions and answers, be sure to head on over to CheckpointXP.com. But this is how the competition ended.
Last one up. Here you go.
Bring us home.
Whew, sweating.
Right? And it lingers.
Oh, I almost grabbed the water.
Not for long. Mine's almost gone, so.
Oh, yeah. So it's right in the tip.
That's weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Just the tip. Okay.
Ask your question Ask the question.
If you could have the food from one video game made real, which would it be? Shut up. If you could have the food from one video game made real, which would it be?
Ooh. I don't really know what kind of food Callie likes.
I don't know if you've played this game, but if you have, this should be the answer.
I got it. I'm so ready. This is the correct answer of any answer.
Oh, it's in my throat now. still trying to think of the answer. The food. Okay. What game has great food?
There's an entire cooking mechanic.
I'm going to say Breath of the Wild.
Shazam!
Monster Hunter World.
Oh.
Is it Overcooked?
Is the correct answer.
Breath of the Wild. There you go.
All right. How many does everybody have?
I have
Who's
four.
The winner?
I have a half point.
I have four.
I've got four.
And with 5 points.
I suffer for nothing.
Boom!
You cannot dethrone Robbie.
You guys cannot
even with hot
me.
Sauce. You cannot be defeated. You put the taste buds on the line, and he still becomes the victor.
That's right.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows.
There you go, four.
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio?
Last hour, you heard I nailed it when a hive mind of gamers collectively piloted a successful flight in Microsoft Flight Simulator. Now it's time for our failed it. At the Capcom Pro Tour Online for East Europe and Middle East, the unthinkable happened to Duwaktik in his match against Angry Bird in the top eight. Angry Bird managed to beat Duwaktik 2-0 without his opponent landing a single blow. He got double perfected.
Lost one or two there. Yeah. No respect.
Angry Bird just going at Duwaktik's neck, saying welcome to the big leagues. But
hit. Oh, he had it. Punish? No. The three of us will come. No?
Oh, just to look it out, gets hit by that crouch clears. Here's the gas, no. Oh, the side.
No, he chokes. That was the round.
The stun's still there, the overhead.
Love the headbutt to the other side for the back throw.
And that was a horrible start. Again, through Duwaktik. Really, really good to clutch that out and bring that back to 1-1. That's got to give him some confidence going into this. Great response.
What an answer. For one of Zeku's most troubling moves there. This time he gets counter hit though, that early hit and jump medium. Angry Bird really using the air approach well. Wow, normal run off the crouch jab. Good timing on that jump. The stun racking up here, Sengan. Dangerous situation, you're not going to get it in time. That's going to be maximum punish on the stun there. The optimization, that is a dead Yurian.
Jeez! Angry Bird! Way too good.
Don't forget, if you ever miss a nailed it and failed it, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com. Coming up, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, which video games prove that graphics aren't everything? Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974 and let us know or respond on social media. We'll discuss your answers in a little bit, because ahead next, we are checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have in store for us?
The big Yeetus is coming to Fall Guys, and if you have no idea what that is, you're not alone. But if you want the answer, and believe me, you do. Stick with us.
Ooh, the big Yeetus. That and more next on Checkpoint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
XP.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God.
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell. With me is Robbie Landis and the man who's counting down the days until Super Mario 3D All-Stars is released.
Weird Beard.
I'm so pumped. It, like, there's got to be, everybody has a game, I think, that they'll buy however many times they can whenever it's on a new platform. Released, yeah. Super Mario 64 is that for me.
That's yours, huh?
I do not care. You could say, hey, it's on a Brita filter, and I'd be like, all right, cool. How much is it? I'll buy it.
Have you gotten all the stars?
I've gotten 120, and the fact that in the Nintendo leaks earlier this year, they revealed that Luigi was originally supposed to
be in
Super Mario 64.
Right?
Yes, which was the playground thing that everybody told you when you were growing up. Hey, if you get all 120 stars, Luigi's on top of the castle with Yoshi.
Did he ever appear?
No.
A YouTube star who was permanently kicked off the platform for targeted harassment has now been removed from yet another popular content creation platform. We'll tell you who it was and why they were banned again coming up in a bit. But first, it's time for this.
Hey! Oh! The guy is unreal.
My goodness!
It's another esports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Assassin's Creed has been on the rise since the release of Origins and Odyssey, but will Valhalla be another notch in Ubisoft's belt? The developer has revealed that they'll be moving the release date up 1 week early, and while this might seem like a treat for gamers, it may actually be more strategic than that and fueled by fear. It was originally set to release on November 17th, only 2 days before the highly anticipated Cyberpunk 2077, but now it's set to release on November 10th. Giving it a full week to breathe. You guys think that's the reason why?
I think so. That sounds legit.
I mean, I think I said this to you before, Robbie. Like, the only positive that could come out of having this release date when it is even bumped back a week, right, is if Assassin's Creed is bad. If it's bad, it's going to be like a nice palate cleanser so that everybody forgets about it. They don't get made fun of for it. If it's a good game, it just gets buried. So, like, it's a lose-lose no matter what.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. Vince McMahon has put a lockdown on WWE stars using third-party sites like Twitch and YouTube to stream. He said, "Some of you are engaged with outside third parties using your name and likeness in ways that are detrimental to our company. It is imperative that these activities be terminated within the next 30 days. Continued violations will result in fines, suspension, or termination at the WWE's discretion." Now, the early rumors were that the WWE was trying to ban stars like Zelina Vega and AJ Styles, but WWE clarified that they just can't use their wrestling names. They can continue to stream using their real names.
Well, that's a relief, because I know there's a lot of WWE superstars that actually stream on Twitch. Cesaro, Xavier Woods, from the
New Day. He also has Up, Up, Down, Down, which doesn't he do that in conjunction with the WWE, though?
I'm not really sure what the legalities are with that, but that includes a bunch of the WWE superstars that he's friends with that come on and they compete, like The Miz will compete
I feel like they must, otherwise this probably would have came down a long time ago. But when I first heard that they were, like, banning them from the platforms, like, I'm like,
I thought that was crazy.
You can't do, you can't go that far, can you?
I mean,
it is Vince McMahon. He's done crazy
things.
Well,
he has. By now, we've all heard the jokes about how Skyrim can run on everything from your smart fridge to your Alexa. But the original Doom may have just one-upped the Dragonborn. A tech wizard by the name of Foon was able to hack into the screen of a pregnancy test, and you guessed it, actually got Doom to play on it.
Oh.
Have you seen any of the video of this, James?
No, but I feel like if I were to see it, I'd be like, oh, we are having a demon. How did I make that happen? Whoops.
Okay, that's fair and scary. Now, to be clear, the pregnancy test doesn't actually have the hardware capable of running the game. They actually had to run the game on something else, but then kind of sent it out on like via Bluetooth. I feel like everything has Bluetooth in it. But basically, they just use the screen. So once you know what you're looking at, you can kind of make out like the hallways and stuff like that.
I feel like it's probably going to look like the original Game Boy.
It's
close. It's very dark and
what it looks like. You know how you used to have those games you'd go to your grandma's to play, and it would just be like the football games, like just little guys like go back and forth. It kind of reminds me just a lot of that. Yeah. PlayStation VR hasn't seen a lot of great content over the past few years, but it's about to get a big game. Minecraft is officially coming to virtual reality.
That's kind of cool.
Minecraft is one of the biggest games currently on the market, played by children and adults alike. But the only big question is, will this be enough to push more VR units and make future VR games more attractive for developers to make?
I don't know. I still don't know what the conundrum is with VR. Like, what's going to be the tipping point to make people...
It needs to be affordable.
It's something.
Until it probably is packaged with a console, right? And you don't have to pay like an extra $200, $300 for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. The Fall Guys developers have teased the arrival of a new Jellybean Bane, the fabled Big Yeetus.
I've been excited for this. I think this essentially came around because Fall Guys has such a strong community presence. You know, it started off kind of as a meme on the Twitter, which, by the way, is a banger Twitter account.
First of all, what all our listeners are asking is, what is the Big Yeetus?
Oh, you don't know what the Big Yeetus is?
It is a massive hammer that will randomly appear on some levels that will either aid or most likely hinder players by yeeting them across the map one way or another. When I had first heard about it, what I had like pictured in my head was just like this like giant Yeti version of the Fall Guys who would just appear and like chase you around
the
level.
That'd be cool.
And pick you up and just throw you off the edge in like some random direction.
Sasquatch?
Yeah, just a giant Sasquatch.
I thought I saw somewhere where it was a giant watermelon, but I guess that
there were giant watermelons in that video as well, but I think Yeetus is the hammer itself.
Yes, the giant watermelons are in Fruit Shoot, one of the games.
Okay.
But yeah, the giant hammer is the thing, and I'm just like... It's going to introduce even more chaos into this chaotic game, so I don't know if I'm for it or against it.
More frustration. Now, quick question about the Big Yeetus here. So one final question about the Big Yeetus. So they're saying yeet, you got yeeted across the map. Is this a new term that Fall Guys has just invented?
No.
Or being yeeted is something that's been around before.
You're a boomer.
You are. It's slang. Yes. Yeet is very similar to when one yells Kobe. Kobe is for accuracy. Yeet is for distance. So when you're just going to yeet something off into the distance, like you don't care where you're throwing it, it just has to go. You just yeet that thing as hard as you can.
Yeah, or you can also use it in like just a general sense of just being like, yeah, yeet. Like they just say yeet all the time.
You know what? Now that we're talking about it more and we're seeing yeet more,
I've heard some streamers use it before.
I thought Fall Guys just added a new term to Urban Dictionary.
Now that Microsoft has blinked and we know the release date and pricing of the Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation has set the date for its next showcase. In fact, it's already happened. But due to when we record the show, we won't be able to share our thoughts with you until next week. And we would love to know what you think. So if you have any opinions on the Xbox or PlayStation's next generation, give us a call at 1-833-557-0974 and let us know. That's it for the Checkpoint XP gaming news update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thank you, Robbie, for that update. Weird Beard, a few weeks ago, we talked about a YouTuber named Leafy who was banned for his harassment of popular streamer Pokimane. You might understand he's now also been banned from Twitch.
He ran a speed run of Twitch to see how long it would take him to get kicked off the platform.
So he did actually stream at some point because a lot of stuff that I had seen, I actually think that he got temporarily suspended. And then I think most recently he's been banned. We haven't got any confirmation.
Yeah, he's
been
streaming.
A lot of people have actually been referencing there's a part of Twitch's TOS, their little agreement that you have to sign, that actually says that they can ban people for infractions on other platforms.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So like if someone tries to come here and they know or have proof like you're going to be troublesome, they can just ax
you. But that's definitely not why this kid, because he's a kid. Why this kid was banned. The biggest thing that I would say is he was threatening to incite violence. Like
really?
Oh my gosh.
He was threatening to fight and kill people.
What?
And these are like things that he said on stream. Not to mention he topped it off with saying the N-word on stream as well to make it even better.
Wow. I get rid of him. He doesn't need to be on the platform.
And it's like, well... It's like I make jokes when I say he tried to do a speed run, but literally, like, this was not a whoops, how did I get banned from Twitch again? Like, it was a deliberate, I'm coming here to try to burn stuff down.
What does this serve? Because obviously, look, whatever we think of him one way or another, he was making money on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And now that is no longer a viable
source of income
for him. Right. So, okay, go to Twitch. That's the next, I think, logical leap. And then did this quickly be kicked off? Like, what are you even trying to do? Where do you go next? Mixer's gone. You ain't going to Mixer. Who's going to watch you on Facebook Gaming? That's it. Where else is there to go?
I mean, this is, again, like, there's a whole split in, like, the gaming culture of people that are just... They enjoy being harassers. You know what I mean?
They're drama mongers and trolls.
Like, this is, the same kid who sat there and said that he would not stop making videos harassing Pokimane. I don't care how much you don't like the chick, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how much you don't like her. At some point, doesn't it make you kind of a loser, you know, making ten videos about one person?
If you were doing the equivalent of this in real life, like if the internet wasn't a thing yet and you were just out doing this in real life, That's grounds for, like, a lawsuit. That's grounds for probably being sent to jail in some way or
harassment
another.
Or
the
stalking.
Only reason that people get away with this is because modern laws haven't caught up with technology yet.
Like, again, I want to tell you exactly the threat that this kid put out on Twitch. It's very important that we say exactly what it is. He was talking with Keemstar, one of the worst human beings on the planet, talking with him live on Twitch. He said that he wanted to go to a recent protest of Black Lives Matter protesters with a gun underneath his jacket in the hopes that one day in my life, somebody would give me an excuse to shoot them. And then after every Keemstar, a horrible human being, like, paused and was like, what are you going to say? And then he was like, oh, it's just a joke, bro. Like, there's a line, and then there are things that people say to have consequences in not only online life, but, like, real life. You cannot come talk online about wanting to take a gun to protest when you have no chin and you're a 23-year-old punk kid.
When you have Keemstar, like, second-guessing what you just said.
That's pretty bad.
When you have Keemstar going, whoa, maybe that's a little too far, maybe. Like, don't say that type of stuff. You've walked way, way over the line. You've left it so far in the rearview mirror, I don't know where you're at this point, but good riddance is all I have to say. I don't know where he could possibly go from here, but I hope that it's nowhere. I don't ever want to hear about or from Leafy again for the rest of my life.
Looking for a hit game that you might have missed? Maybe something that's easy to get into and worth the time? Well, then we have a great gaming recommendation coming up in just a bit, but first, Robbie Landis dropped over $2,000 in one day.
What
did he buy? Find out what it's like not having any responsibilities and being able to just bet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Money on whatever you want. Next on Checkpoint XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with a weird beard. And the person in the room who has spent more money than what we heard Weird Beard's entire life is worth on a brand new PC, Mr. Robbie Landis.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Your life's only worth less than $2,000?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's
you value
sad.
Me way too high on this
that's
one.
That's sad.
That's probably the first time Robbie's ever done that. Yeah. Overvalued you.
Yeah, so, originally I was looking because I built a... quote unquote, I built a PC once. A friend of mine actually helped me build it. Like, we had bought
everything. Teamwork makes
the
dream work.
And then he basically just built it. So I was kind of nervous about building my own. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to buy a pre-built one because nowadays, you know, back in the day, it used to be if you wanted like a gaming computer, that
you
didn't have to build
yourself.
Yeah,
you had to pick out all the components. And...
Or you were buying like a, you know, $5,000 Alienware computer or something like that, right? But nowadays, there's actually a lot more affordable options. And I know that Callie, our producer, she actually got hers from iBuyPower, and I was thinking about doing that as well. So I kind of looked into it, got some of the parts they were going to use. And then I have a friend who's like, you know, big into tech and stuff like that. So I just sent it to him, and I'm like, hey, you know, look through this. Let me know what you think, right? And he's like, I mean, some of it's okay. Some of it's also questionable. He's like, you know, the graphics card that they have for you, I feel like, is kind of already on the way out. if you got this, especially for that price, you'd probably be upgrading like 2 years anyhow.
Ooh.
He's like, if you are okay with spending like maybe another $400 or $500, you won't have to touch that thing for five or six years.
Nice.
Even maybe seven. So yeah. I'm like, okay. He's like, I'll help you build it through Discord. I'm like, okay.
So it's like a step-by-step kind of like a bomb defusal.
Yeah,
like.
Exactly, because they'll always tell you stuff like, you know, you have to be careful. He's like, you know, don't do this on carpet.
Do not
because
the blue paper.
You'll build up static electricity, and if you touch your motherboard in like static electricity, it'll short the whole thing out. And then, you know, $600.
That's like the most important part.
Out
the motherboard,
door.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God, all I have in my house is carpet. He's like, all right, well, if you can do that, don't wear socks and make sure you're constantly touching metal. And so, like, the whole time, he's like, oh my God, what am I doing? There's just so many cords everywhere.
You have to constantly touch metal? Like,
to diffuse the static electricity or
hold this metal rod in your hand
exactly.
With the window open.
But there was actually one moment where I was
got
going
sweaty,
back
right?
Because
I saw you tweeting some sweaty tweets that you were
right.
Worried.
Some sweaty tweets.
When I was putting one piece on the back of the motherboard and then you kind of screw it in and it stuck there. Later on, I'm looking for a particular a socket or something to plug in and I couldn't find it. So I go to a video to try and find, you know, where it is. And as I'm watching this video, I see him, he's putting a piece on that I already put on, but he peels a piece of, like, film off of it, because there's, like, an adhesive on the back of it, and I'm like, oh, I didn't take that off.
Oh, no.
So now I'm like, is that going to be a problem? Because now I've already put on the thermal paste. Because
you're watching $2,000 go right down
right.
The toilet.
Well, hold on. I've already putting the cooling unit onto your processor is like the most nerve-wracking part. Because if you don't put it on properly, it'll cause overheating in
this
the future.
This is too much stress. I
hold
would
on.
Pay somebody
hold
to
on.
Build the computer
yeah, just
for
wait.
Me.
Just wait. And if you do it wrong, I have to
you're
take it off.
Stressing me out.
Then you have to take like a razor blade and carefully scrape it all off and then redo it yourself. And I'm like, I don't have to do that. So I'm like going around trying to figure out, is this a big deal that I left this adhesive thing on there? And from the people that answered, it doesn't seem like it is. So fingers
doesn't
crossed
seem.
But luckily now two PC builds in, this is the second time I built a PC or I've had a PC built, no issues.
What advice would you give to somebody who's like who has never done this before?
Oh
good
my
question.
Gosh, get a friend to at least walk you through it. If you at least have someone letting you know like these are the steps,
it can
that
be
you
Robbie
should
is
take.
Telling you to find somebody to hold the hand of.
No, absolutely. Because, again, you don't want to screw up $2,000 PC
bill.
That's
a lot of money to get wasted in
now,
a
I will
of
say, a lot of the videos that I ended up sort of watching in between, it is actually a little bit more straightforward than what you would think. And apparently, also, the tower that I got that I put everything into was built in such a way that, like, all of the cords that are already in there are all bundled up.
Oh,
and
nice.
Like,
no cable
yeah,
management.
like as he's talking me through and telling me to do this, I'm like, well, these are actually already like kind of bundled up and like off to the side and tucked in there nice and neat. And he's like, wow, man, like machines now just hold your hands. Like, and that's the thing I was talking about earlier is that because PCs and gaming and technology is becoming, you know, just more accepted and more common and, you know, cheaper all around, they're starting to build them with, you know, the consumer more in mind.
Very nice.
So that it's a little bit easier to do than it might have been even 5 or 6 years ago. But,
awesome.
I mean, it's great. I turn it on now, and sometimes I'm like, did it actually turn on? Because it's so quiet.
The only other thing, so if you have to dump your money into something, what are you dumping your money into?
At this point, I need to upgrade my monitors because apparently my machine is so good that I can't actually take full advantage of it because the refresh rate on my monitors isn't quite high enough.
$2,000 on a new computer and his porn sites are still coming in just okay.
Laggy and gross.
So now I need to buy like $300-$400 monitors.
He likes his porn in high definition. Yeah.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the Patient Gamer.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Each week, Weird Beard and Robbie bring us a new game to check out that maybe you otherwise might have missed. Looking for something that's easy to get into and well worth the time. Weird Beard, what game do you have us for this week?
What is considered as probably the perfect RPG that doesn't end?
Perfect RPG?
That doesn't end in Final Fantasy. This is the one you need to pick up. It's Chrono Trigger.
A long time ago.
Wait, no, sorry.
In the far distant...
Nope, that's not right.
Damn these timey-wimey things. In present day of 1000 AD, in the city of Truce...
So this is
quite possibly what many people would point to as the definitive JRPG.
I would also like to point out that despite it not being a Final Fantasy, it was still made by the Final Fantasy
team.
Let's talk about the all-star development team, the dream team of Dragon Quest creator Yuji Horii, Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama, and the creators of Final Fantasy. Those people all teamed up to make this one
game. Like the
game.
Dream team, huh?
It is very, very good. So, like, essentially, it's cool because it has a plot line all about time travel to where you can beat the final boss at the very beginning of the game if you want to, even.
Like, if you know what you're doing, you could go into the final boss.
Yeah.
And, oh, that's
fun. So, you're able to do and play this game however you want. However, it is a JRPG. And it's still, it was originally released in, 93, I believe.
Early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s.
And JRPG is a Japanese role-playing game.
Correct.
So it's kind of like an anime-inspired
very anime
role-playing game. Okay.
Dude, you have the makers of Dragon Ball helping to create it. It's super anime-inspired. But it is turn-based. It's an older game. But it's just the story. You want to play for a good story? This is a good story. Like, it's so good. You have your main hero, Chrono. You have Marl, you have Frog, who's like just a frog that's with a sword and armor and stuff.
Okay.
He kills everything. It's pretty awesome. Also, one of the few times that you get to take the big bad guy of the entire game and have him join your party and stuff.
You befriend him and then you eventually have to defeat him.
Yes.
Interesting.
I don't know. Like, there's all kinds of things. It's also well known for its music. Its music has been one of its like mainstays. It still gets performed. They do these Final Fantasy concerts to where like they're playing the orchestral versions
of
everything.
The music of the games.
They play Chrono Trigger music.
Really? That's one
of them
that they do?
Yes.
Interesting.
And it's because it was created by Square Enix. So they're like, dude, it's so good. It's so good.
Yep. You're looking at 20 to 30 hours to get through the main story. But as with all RPGs, you know, it'll go much longer if you do the side quests and stuff like that. But the best place to buy it is on PC for Steam for $14.99. But you can also find it on your phone.
What?
In the Android and Apple app stores $10.
Well, there's your patient gamer recommendation, Chrono Trigger, available on Steam for the PC for $14.99, or get it on your Android or Apple device for $9.99. Now, coming up, we asked on social media at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what games prove you don't need amazing graphics to have an amazing game? We'll talk to you about your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Overwatch League is drawing towards its exciting finale this year. In a year marred by COVID-19, the best teams in the world will be making their way to South Korea for the finals. Teams that qualify will need to quarantine for 2 weeks before being allowed to compete at the beginning of October. The LCS Summer Split has drawn to a close, and with teams now qualified, we are officially on the road to Worlds. This year's event will be taking place in a bubble in Shanghai, as teams from all over the world will remain in quarantine throughout the month of October. Vietnam has elected not to participate. ESL Season 12 has officially kicked off in Counter-Strike Global Offensive. All matches this season will be played online due to ongoing concerns with, you guessed it, COVID-19. Qualifiers for the RLCS X Fall Major will be going on throughout the month of September. No word yet on when the Fall Major itself will take place. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that will be held online. North American competition starts November 13th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone that loved the Nintendo versus Sega nostalgia trip from the High Score documentary on Netflix, me, James Campbell.
Is there anything you learned from watching it? Was there something you weren't aware of before?
I didn't realize the CEO for Sega actually went into a meeting with the big bosses in Japan and said, my plan is to get sports games, make fun of Nintendo, make fun of Nintendo, make fun of Nintendo. And it worked! I was amazed. That was a fun little like docu-series to watch on Netflix.
Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Yes! That's one of the catchphrases, Robbie.
I'm aware.
Now, we asked over on social media, at Checkpoint XP, on Twitter and Facebook, what games prove that graphics aren't everything? Yeah, we'll talk to you about your answers in a moment, but first, we're going to discuss our answers. If you guys don't mind, I'm going to go first.
Absolutely. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, I would say one of the games that says that, Robbie's going to disagree with me, but Grand Theft Auto, the very first Grand Theft Auto on the PS1, to me, proves the graphics aren't everything. The game is still fun. You can still see what's going on. You're still doing your runs for the drug lords and all that stuff. And it's like
I wasn't a big fan of the top down though.
I thought that was interesting. It was.
It helped make the game improve the genre and whatnot. I remember playing. I don't know if it was the first one. It might have been the second one. But I just remember being like at a tunnel and trying to go in because again it's top down. Going into the tunnel kind of like obscures your view and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't too impressed. Your second answer that you have here though.
Star Fox.
That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad.
It's a fun game, but
although kind of still like a product of its time. We haven't had a real good Star Fox game.
Yeah,
just
like a lot of different like shapes that moved around, but you could tell there's ships, and it's still a fun time.
For me, this is actually, I think, going to surprise Weird Beard.
Oh.
So a few years ago, we tried to get off the ground kind of like a book club type deal, but with video games where each month, among a group of friends, we would each pick a game, play it, and then kind of talk about it a little bit. We only did it for one game.
Sounds like the pinnacle of nerdom.
Yeah, we only did it with one game, though, and that was Celeste.
Celeste is great,
which,
baby.
We did it on the Switch. I'm sure you can find it on other ones, but it's supposed to be like a really hard like platformer type deal, but it also has within it, they're not cheat codes. You can just go into the menu and basically kind of turn on an easier mode so you can still see the story and get through it a lot easier. Otherwise, it's supposed to be like Dark Souls type hard. And so I did that just to get through it so that I could talk about it. And I was honestly blown away by like the message and the story that this game told about dealing with your own sort of trauma and how you deal with your own fears and shortcomings and stuff, and just sort of self-acceptance.
I play a lot of games that have terrible graphics, so this is kind of a right up my alley.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, apparently for him, he's just like anything he plays.
Yes. Here's some of my runner-up answers. I would say Stardew Valley would, it has a lot of people love Stardew Valley, and it's a terrible graphics.
The one thing that I didn't like about Stardew Valley that Animal Crossing fixed is that Stardew Valley's like, just go do your own thing. Don't worry about anything. But there's still time-dependent events in there.
Yes.
So I still feel like there's some pressure to do certain things. And so it's not, for me, it wasn't as freeing as a lot of people think that it is. Whereas in Animal Crossing, it literally is just, all right, you're on your island, go do your own thing.
So Stardew Valley, like a SimCity with a farm?
You get a farm from your uncle or
grandpa
when he passes away, and so there's like a little village and like a community and stuff, and you basically wake up, you
it's
farm,
like Animal Crossing.
You go in and interact with the village, except you can get a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
You can.
Also at the first spring dance, you will not have one, and everyone will turn you down for a dance, and that hurts your self-esteem.
I would say Dead Cells and Hollow Knight are both two indie games that I would say.
You've already given your one.
This is my one. Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind. It was hideous. It's so ugly.
You just had like five.
He's the king of bad graphic video
games. I don't care.
Games.
We have answers from our fans to get to.
Morrowind's ugly.
But
sorry, Weirdbeard. Apparently, you're
stop
taking up too much of the show's time as one of the co-hosts of the program.
All right, Commander. Well, see, he gave like five of them, and as a result, he took Commander Zeroes, which is simple. Hashtag Stardew Valley.
It is.
Broly 49 says Golden Sun. My favorite game of all time. Why am I not familiar with Golden Sun? I always think Golden Axe.
No, Golden Sun is an RPG series on the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance.
I was thinking of the Golden Child.
It's pretty good.
You get to
collect Jin and have them be your summons. It's pretty cool.
Okay, well, Golden Axe, I think, is way better. Good arcade game.
I play Golden Axe.
Yeah, yeah.
One and two.
Mm-hmm.
I beat them both.
Matt says so many indies on the Switch, but Celeste is at the top of his list as well. Ooh, here we go. Rich. 007 GoldenEye, still one of the most fun to play multiplayer FPS experiences.
That's true, but I feel like when that game came out, the graphics were decent.
Okay, but have you looked at
it? I know, when you look at it now, everybody's head is a weird shape, it's like Minecraft characters that look like James Bond or Pierce Bronson.
Mike actually says, guys, you have to go back to your roots. Chrono Trigger. Graphics were always weak, but the storyline was incredible. We just had that for our patient gamer.
The story is amazing.
Yep.
We were just talking about which video games prove that graphics aren't everything.
But that's not the only thing we're talking about this week, actually. Another question that we put out on social media is we wanted our fans, our listeners, to describe themselves with three video games. So I have a few here, and I'm going to give you these video games, and then we have to decide, is this a person you think you'd want to hang out with or not? All right, so we're going to start with John. Actually, a good friend of mine. He's fun to hang out with. Legend of Zelda, Fable, and Skyrim.
It's almost like the same game, just in three different systems.
Oh, are you saying he's just like there's just one facet of his personality?
Yeah, he must like white bread, too.
Oh, he has a fantastic beard, though. It put everyone here to shame.
Well, congratulations on your beard, John.
Sierra says Harvest Moon, World of Warcraft, and The Sims.
That's interesting enough. I'd be in
this,
on it.
This is probably the most interesting person on this list because that is a wide array of different types of games right there.
Big variety of different types of games.
Yep. All right, Eric, Tetris.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Yeah.
And League of Legends.
Okay.
I don't know.
League of Legends kind of makes me think they're a toxic person, so I don't want to hang out.
Really? Right, and Tetris, like, come on.
What's wrong
with Tetris?
But, like, to define your personality, you're going to use Tetris?
What's the Tetris, what personality trait is attached to Tetris here?
You know,
I think it's genius IQ.
If it wasn't for James, I probably would have given you an answer, but I feel like he shattered anything that I would have associated with Tetris.
Well, now I want to know what you would associate with Tetris that doesn't involve me.
Next on the list, Philip, Grand Theft Auto, Manhunt, and Halo. I'm sorry,
no.
Philip, we can't be friends.
Somebody should call the police and report Philip to them immediately.
He sounds like a...
Grand Theft Auto, Manhunt, and Halo.
He sounds like a fraternity, like, bro, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if he's a fraternity bro, you'd have, like, a Call of Duty in there.
He has Halo on there, man.
Yeah,
Halo.
Close, but I feel like Halo and Call of Duty's really pushing you into the fraternity bros.
All right, Stasis Zero, Pokemon, Destiny, and Dot Hack.
Hack is cool because that gives you your weeaboo anime stuff.
They're all okay, but I feel like Stasis is probably a little too anime for me. Like, you and him probably get along.
All right, cool, I'm in.
Really
I'll hang out with you.
Yeah. All right, and then last we got Donald here, who has Final Fantasy VIII, Telltale, The Walking Dead, and Fallout 3.
Interesting. Because, two of those three I've played. Walking Dead,
I think those are all good games.
You were like proud that you were like, two out of three ain't half bad.
All right, James.
Yes.
If you had to tell someone, like describe yourself with three video games, what are those three games?
I would say Mario Kart, Realm Royale.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm kind of a dangerous rebel.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say Grand Theft Auto, City.
A dangerous rebel over here. For me, I'm going Final Fantasy VII for the adventure. I'm going Mass Effect 2 for just the ultimate badassery that it is. And then I'm going Apex Legends for the final one.
Mr. Apex Legend himself there with that 4%.
Good answers. I round of applause for everybody.
Now, something new that we're doing here out there. If you want to get in on our social media question, you can do that. And you can do so by calling us at 1-833-557-0974. And for next week's question, what we want to know from you is, with this generation of games ending, what game do you think defined the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 generation?
And that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out Checkpoint XP on campus to get the latest info on what is going on in the world of collegiate esports. I want to give a big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, producer Callie, and producer Chad, and Norris for making an appearance and helping put this episode together. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.
The U.S. Marines and Nerd Street Gamers are hosting a free $500 Open League of Legends tournament. Registration is now open, and the tournament starts at 5 p.m. Friday, October 2nd, and the game mode is Summoner's Rift. Visit nerdstreetgamers.com/Marines for rules, tournament information, and to secure your slot. Don't miss out. Register now at nerdstreetgamers.com/Marines. Do you have what it takes?